On this third Sunday of Advent, it is the figure of John the Baptist that touches us again. Here is a man in prison who barely has any contact with his disciples, who is in a difficult situation, and who, in the silence of his cell, is reliving his life and is wondering about the works of Jesus. Is he really the one who is to come, or should we expect another? To put an end to his hesitation, he sent his disciples to see Jesus. Brothers and sisters, in order to understand the context, let us recall that at the time, all the people were eagerly awaiting the Messiah who would embody God's great promise. But the Jews imagined that this Messiah would be a king capable of driving out the occupier, that he will be a ruler of the nations, a new David, a new Solomon. This Messiah is a warrior. And in this sense, just let us remember last Sunday, the apostrophe of Saint John the Baptist to the Pharisees, saying them, "You brood of vipers, produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. For already the axe lies at the root, and he who comes, the Messiah, will clear his floor and gather his wheat into his barn and burn the straw, that is, the wicked, in a fire that is not extinguished." In fact, the Messiah, according to John the Baptist, is still far from the true Messiah, that of God, of whom only Jesus can speak. This is why Jesus answered, saying, "Go, report to John what you hear and see." You notice that Jesus does not respond to John's invoice by affirming his identity. He does not say, "Yes, I am the Messiah. I am even the only Son of God. I am the Savior of the world. I am the second person of the Trinity." No. No big words. He only invites you and me today to open our eyes and to interpret. He invites you and me to check ourselves, to experience precisely what we will then announce. And these are very human realities, very concrete, very physical. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf here, the lepers are purified. Very concrete. In other words, the spiritual is lived in the temporal. So yes, the Savior's program is also social. The soul is touched in the bodies. The human is all one, and God is interested in the whole man. What a contrast. The Messiah of the Jews was to impose himself by blows of war or political. The Messiah of John the Baptist was to impose himself by a religious outburst, a mass conversion of people. However, the Messiah of God. Jesus replies, does not impose himself with bursts. On the contrary, he proposes himself with signs as admirable as discreet. Yes, the true God, that of Jesus Christ, does not manifest himself by vigilant and triumphant gestures, but by gestures of Savior, gestures of today. This is why Jesus does not speak in the future. He speaks in the present, inviting the disciples of John and inviting us to look at the world differently, in faith, with the universality of the gaze that is imposed in Christianity. For me, all this means that we are all called today to be actors in the work of the new evangelization. This means that we must, like Jesus, invite people to judge on what they see. And the question is crucial. What are we giving people to see? In our workplace, what do we give to see? In our behavior, in our commitments, what do we give to see? Our community, our church, what do we give to see? Jesus gave signs of the truth of his person and message by acting in the whole body and spirit. Have we not also been asked to give signs in our turn? But the signs which Jesus gives are all liberating signs. So, what liberating signs do we give to see, you and me? And which will be signs of this new world that Jesus inaugurated 2,000 years now? Are you aware that Jesus still responds today? That the salvation of the world advances whenever evil recedes somewhere? Are you aware that God is at work in our world whenever gestures of goodness are done to the suffering, the underprivileged, the poor? Go and report to John what you see and hear. This answer, brothers and sisters, sends us back to ourselves. So you know, the real sign that God is there, that his reign has begun, is when there is love and help for those who are suffering. We should not wait for another sign. God manifests himself in our gestures of love and help. So let us try to look for places around us where we can see the signs that Jesus is coming. Comfort to the suffering, improved human relationships throughout the world, joy given. And let us know that Jesus has his gaze upon us, and that it is our turn to commit ourselves to the service of the others. Then, brothers and sisters, may the gaze that Jesus has on us be a gaze of admiration and praise, as he had for his cousin, John the Baptist. In effect, Jesus does not reproach his cousin for his doubt On the contrary, he admires the righteousness of this prophet, and even he goes further, saying, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist." What a beautiful praise by the one who is the beloved Son of God. Moreover, several times in the Gospel, we see Jesus full of admiration for people. For example, for the faith of the centurion in Capernaum, for the love that Mary of Magdalene, a sinner, had manifested. So yes, if Jesus could have the same admiration for each one of us, for the quality of our search for God, for the truth of our life, for the love we witness around us. For all these reasons, we say that Advent and Christmas are not a passive but a dynamic expectation. Advent and Christmas are not a passive but a dynamic expectation. Hence, let us live a beautiful preparation during the rest of this season in order to better live the Christmas time in our families and in our parish community. Amen.